95.7 Hog, Morning Hog, Happy Hour. Josh S.R. Perot, the Morning Hog Brew Review, going through a dogfish cocktail variety pack. And wow, I mean, great flavors already. You got some on the front end. What are we getting into next?
I got two more flavors.
Okay.
We'll go with another classic. All right. So this is a vodka lemonade with strawberry and honeyberry.
Oh.
I have no clue what honeyberry is.
Me neither. Honeyberry sounds fantastic. Yeah.
Google it.
Steve's going to look one up. He doesn't have any of those in the fridge, though.
So when these were available in four packs, I would grab these ones.
Right.
Because they are a great summer cocktail, I guess you could say.
I like that. Ooh. Okay.
That subtle, really subtle good. Nose.
Okay, that's lemonade comes around on the back right there.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. I'm telling you, man.
Who's here? Lemonade.
It's next level.
These damn. Really are. Yeah. These really are next level because okay. You know, we've tried seltzers and lemonade-based things. This is your next level.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely.
It's like a building block.
Very well balanced, dude.
I mean, they nailed it.
Not super tart, but it ain't weak.
Right, exactly.
It's right in the middle.
You can do multiples of these. Luckily, yeah. You have at least two of each flavor in these eight packs.
Mm.
But I guarantee once you try these,
that's good.
You're going to be searching to get some more.
Yeah. I might need a cart to lay down on after these at 7%.
That's why they call it the bar cart.
That's right. That's right. Is it right? That's exactly what I need. That's exceptional, though. Wow.
Now, the only downfall to these
sure.
is because they are spirit-based and they are 7% alcohol, you cannot find them everywhere.
Mm.
So you get a little bit of a treasure hunt.
Okay.
Or you can check out the website.
Oh, srperot.com/abeerfinder. That's right. You can look there.
Because they can only be sold with beer and liquor. Or, sorry, okay. With a liquor license.
All right.
Because they are spirit-based. So, Total Wine, your ABCs, some local independents that sell liquor, but you will not find these in your convenience stores or anything like that. Mm. So, it's kind of a fun treasure hunt, and but you also know exactly where you're going to get it every single time.
I mean, they're classy as hell. They're well-blended, classy.
Classy, I like that.
Delicious. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How about
that? Yeah.
You know, you could probably go in into your kitchen, tell somebody you're going to make a cocktail, pour this into a glass.
Damn, dude.
And they'd be super impressed.
You're right. Put this in a shaker. Oh, yeah. I got it. Here you go. Yeah. Pour it in. You're like, you don't even know what's going on in my kitchen.
Exactly.
Right. That's a great idea, actually. I love that.
Mm.
Steve, you can do that to Pants Neighbor. Fool them. I mean, they'll never know. Neighbor. They'll never know what hit them. You know what I'm saying? All right. Josh is about to crack the final of the four flavors in this variety pack.
So those first three were all vodka-based.
All right.
This one is gin-based.
Oh.
Ooh.
Gin is technically a neutral spirit, like vodka, with botanicals put in it.
Okay.
So, not too far off. Gin is definitely an acquired taste or flavor. I'm a big fan, as of recently.
Sure.
And
like a blended.
Here, they mixed it with some really nice flavors of lemon and lime.
All right.
Which pairs with gin perfectly, in my opinion.
All right.
Oof. I'm still relishing that lemonade.
Yeah, buddy.
I will tell you that the first time I had gin, I was in the back seat of my friend's car on the way on a spring break to Daytona. We were on the way to Daytona, and I had like room temperature gin or car temperature gin. It's probably not going to be as good as this was or is.
I'm so happy right now.
It's almost.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I want to say mint, but not mint.
No. Nope.
So gin
like
typically
a eucalyptus?
Typically, is juniper is the biggest flavor in gin that kind of takes over. But you get some gins are made with eucalyptus or a lot of different herbs, and kind of changes based on the gin. So this one may be made with some of the flavors you're tasting right now.
Okay,
I love this.
This is where the science that Dogfish is doing.
Oh yeah,
and again, they don't have to. They had plenty of great beers.
Exactly.
They didn't have to do this.
They didn't have to do this.
Yeah, but I'm glad they did.
Very unique.
I'm stoked.
Is this
like I said, gin is acquired flavor.
Yeah.
It is extremely unique.
Yeah.
But with there being this variety pack, give it a shot. If you don't like the gin ones, give me your address.
Yes. Right. And I'll come and get the berries, and then Steve will come and get the lemonade. So
let's you're party.
Covered. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, just buy it. Give it to us.
Yeah. Exactly.
We'll sort it out. Okay. All right, now there's one unopened can you still have sitting there. What's going on?
So we're
going
to change gears slightly.
All right.
But I figured it kind of fits the cocktail theme of today.
Okay.
And I have Parrot Bay's Sparkling Beach Cocktail. It's a strawberry daiquiri.
Oh, so yes, please.
Made with real fruit juice.
Okay.
This is 5% alcohol and malt-based, so it's going to be a little bit easier to find out there. Definitely check out the website, though.
Oh, he's talking about srperot.com/beerfinder.
Yep, that's right. I believe the easiest spot to find it right now would be Racetrack.
Really? All right. Wasn't National Daiquiri Day recently? I feel like it was like this week.
Oh man, if it was, I missed.
Yeah, I think it was.
I like a good daiquiri, though.
Let's just stretch it out until through the weekend. You can get some of these and celebrate it. Okay, this smells incredible.
Smells very good.
I see what you did there. It smells like it tastes exactly like it's supposed to.
Well, yes.
If you're able to freeze this just slightly,
yes,
just slightly.
You get that?
A good slush.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like leave it in. Like what? However long you think you need to leave it in the freezer.
And five minutes more.
Wait about. Yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. Just slush it up a little.
Set crystallization. Your
alarm. But you don't have to. I mean, it's still delicious in liquid form. But it's Parrot Bay, which is a brand that's been around forever. They do vodkas, flavored rums, and stuff like that. So they know what they're doing as well. Stepping in the world of a canned cocktail, just like everybody else, and nailing it as well.
Yeah, I know it's not parrots that talk. It's the other kind of bird.
Parrots talk.
Do parrots talk?
Yeah.
I think you're talking about cockatoos.
Yeah. Well, I mean them too.
Cockatoos actually. And cocktails. Is that a theme?
Well, I just feel like a parrot were here right now. I'd be like, give me more. You know, that would what it would say. So those are how strong are those babies?
So 5% on those. Okay. So a little bit lower.
Five. Yeah, it's fine.
Like I said, a little bit easier to find because of that.
Yeah.
And they're malt based, but you can't tell it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of strawberry, a little bit of lime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not making me think I can fly, but I'd like to just stare at a bird right now.
Yeah, I wish I could fly.
Yeah,
I wish you could too.
Yeah. Well, you can
take that however you want.
You can fly to srprod.com/beerfinder and find all of these great flavors. And of course, get them for your weekend and delight yourself. Thanks to Josh and SR Parrot, the Morning Hog Brew Review. It's happier hour now.
Cheers.